Construction work on Johnston Road Phase 2, already calculated to limit the street to only northbound traffic for another 6 to 8 months, hit an unexpected snag last week. According to an update on the White Rock City website, on March 25, workers encountered a BC Hydro duct that was at a different elevation than BC Hydro's, as built, drawings. This necessitated city staff working with the utility design consultant and the contractor to determine next steps, including additional location of utilities in the area, a one-block section of Johnston Road from Russell Avenue to Thrift Avenue adjacent to the Miramar Village development. This is not uncommon, as built drawings can be inaccurate and encountering snags is typical in construction projects, the update states. These unforeseen issues are part of the complexities involved in updating and improving our city's infrastructure. Work began on the Uptown project on March 20, with one lane blocked off and signs detouring southbound traffic either left on Russell Avenue to George Street, or right on Russell Avenue to Foster Street. The project will upgrade aging water and sanitary sewer connections under the road as well as rebuild the sidewalk area on the east side of Johnston Road, and provide an improved crosswalk, seating and bicycle racks. Work is scheduled to continue Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. with extended hours during evenings and weekends, as needed. Traffic barriers will remain in place until work is complete. City signage notes that businesses remain open, and the staff have committed to making sure that sidewalk access is clear and well marked, and a policy of ongoing consultation with business owners and residents. Some White Rock business owners have taken to social media to complain that the blocked southward lane is not only impinging on business in the one-block section of Johnston under construction, but also on the stretch of Johnson south of Thrift Avenue. In a Facebook post to the White Rock, South Surrey Community Group, however, Cown. Michelle Partridge said that while such concerns were heard and understood, the project is an overdue improvement of uptown infrastructure that will ultimately support small businesses. Read also, White Rock faced with difficult choice on Johnston upgrade. The construction improvements on Johnston Road are crucial for White Rock's growth and sustainability, she wrote. Delayed for 6 years, these upgrades include storm and sanitary sewer upgrades, water main replacements, and sidewalk enhancements. The six-month project aims to prevent sewer backups and increase walking traffic, benefiting both residents and businesses. She also noted that, by fixing the sewer lines, the city is safeguarding businesses from potential disasters like sewer backflows that could wreak havoc. Once completed, the upgrade will enhance foot traffic, ultimately driving more customers to your store, she added. It's an investment in the future prosperity of our local businesses. Also on a plus side, the city website notes, in addition to the work underway on Johnston Road, the contractor recently completed improved wheelchair letdowns at the intersection of Thrift Avenue and Winter Street. That particular project, brought to staff's attention by the city's accessibility committee, aims to reduce the slope of the letdowns, making them safer and more accessible.